In other overseas news, two powerful aftershocks have shaken eastern Afghanistan, triggering fears of more deaths and destruction. The death toll from two previous earthquakes has already risen to at least 2,200, prompting the United Nations and aid agencies to warn of a desperate need for food, money, medical supplies and shelter for survivors. The UN has released $10 million in humanitarian assistance, while the Australian government has pledged $1 million worth of aid. But UN Women's Special Representative in Afghanistan, Susan Ferguson, has told SBS delivering aid to the quake zone is very challenging.
Structure is very damaged because it's a very remote, mountainous area. The roads have been damaged and it's quite hard to get aid in. Plus, aid workers have to walk for several hours to get into some of the hardest hit areas. So trying to get aid in is also very, very difficult.